Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Raddy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. From the early years of its existence as a colony, much of the land area of Barbados was used for the cultivation of sugarcane and the infrastructure that supported that economic activity. Being the small territory that it is, this meant that, as is the case today, it had to import much of what it needed because there was little capacity to produce much of anything else in substantial enough quantities to meet the needs of the populace. Reports carried in the local publication, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, on this day, June 27, 1818, show the range of items that were brought into the colony from various points across the world. According to the newspaper, the items brought into the island ranged from common household items to more expensive luxury commodities. One boat calling at the local Bridgetown port, for example, brought with it a diverse range of articles, which included cutlery, carpenter's tools, fishing hooks and lines, coffinware, fish, tea, linseed, muskets, and gunpowder. London provided the island with hardware items, corn mills, baking irons and Dutch ovens, lace and fabrics, and other materials, as well as tools for dressmaking, ribbons, perfumes, soaps, and combs. From Norfolk, Virginia, came pitch pine flooring boards, kegs, hogsheads, tallow, flour, and crackers. And Liverpool provided beer and ale, stout, porter, biscuits, cheese, hats, ladies' hose, cork butter, pickles and sauces, window glass, earthenware, and combs, among other items. Liverpool was also a source for the island's tea and hams. Barbados' sister colony, Gibraltar, provided the island with the more luxurious items, those that were most likely to be bought by the richer classes. These items coming from the Mediterranean territory included wine in pipes, hogs' heads, and in quarter casks, assorted liqueurs, sausages, pickles, anchovies, capers, lavender water, olives, prunes, figs, vermicelli, and fruits preserved in brandy. Gibraltar also exported to the island baths, reservoirs, flooring tiles, and a variety of decorative marble. Barbados traded largely with the United Kingdom. However, it also did a brisk inter-island trade with its West Indian neighbors, including the French Isles as well. It is from the neighboring territories that Barbados got much of its fruits and vegetables and fish. As the reports carried in a local newspaper on this day, June 27, 1818 show, much as is the case today, Barbados imported almost everything that it needed because much of its land was taken up by one dominant economic sector.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.